We are going to protect American industry. We are going to protect the American worker. No longer will we allow other countries to close our factories, steal our jobs, and drain our wealth.
Well, last week, President Trump turned quite a few heads with new tariffs on China imports. Safe to now ask, what now does American trade look like with its neighbors to the north? The longtime critic of NAFTA occupying the executive branch. Back with Emerson pollster Professor Spencer Kimball here on the Emerson College Polling Weekly podcast. Spence, what are the people saying?
Yes, Larry, we thought it would be a good idea not just to poll the United States like we typically do in these weekly podcasts, but also to look at our neighbors in the north over the border. So we did a survey in Canada as well. And what we were able to do is ask both countries the same type of questions or the same questions and then be able to compare the results.
And what'd you find out?
Well, I guess the top line would be that each country really sees the other country benefiting more from NAFTA than their own, but both countries still want to stay in NAFTA. They think leaving NAFTA would hurt their economies.
Sort of break that down a little bit more, getting a little more specific details with your new poll.
Sure. So regarding like which country would benefit more, the U.S. residents broke 33-25 saying NAFTA helped Canada more. But in Canada, when they were asked that same question, it broke 38-12 saying that it helped the U.S. more. And then we said, hey, do you favor or oppose NAFTA? In the U.S., they favored it 45-29. And in Canada, they favored it 54-19. And we saw a very similar trend about the effect of their country withdrawing from NAFTA. 48% of the U.S. residents thought it would hurt the economy. 25% thought it would help. In Canada, 71% thought it would hurt, and 16% thought it would help. And it's interesting to see the similarity in the patterns on these questions in the two different countries. Even on the effect of jobs, in the U.S., 38% thought NAFTA was taking jobs away. In Canada, 33% thought NAFTA was taking jobs away. So it was interesting to see those type of similarities.
Yeah, the masses are fickle. Who would have thought? But, you know, the president, he's, like I said, he's been a longtime critic of NAFTA. That's no news to anybody. He's called it potentially the worst trade deal in the history of the world. No higher poll. Do people agree with that statement?
Well, basically, no. We asked that exact quote. Part of the difficulty whenever we ask a question that comes from President Trump is that the president is so polarizing as an individual that sometimes that reflects their opinion and not actually what he's talking about. But in our survey, once again, the numbers looked about the same. 11% of U.S. residents agreed with the statement. 12% of Canadian residents agreed with the statement. But then we also asked about their political leaders. And in the U.S., Trump had a 49% favorable, 49% unfavorable rating. But in Canada, those numbers drop. He has a 21% favorable rating with our neighbors in the north. A 73% unfavorable rating. Trudeau, on the flip side, has a pretty good favorability here in the U.S. with a 42% favorable, 20% unfavorable. His rankings back home are actually a little bit tighter, 44% favorable and 31% unfavorable.
Got just a few seconds left. I know you got one more detail in your latest poll, and it is available on the Emerson College polling website. But nonetheless, Marijuana March, it is over, but if we have any new breakings there, please put it here on this podcast.
Yeah, so now we can actually give you the full numbers. We published our study last week, and 56% of U.S. residents support legalization, while 36% oppose. Up in Canada, that number jumps up a little bit. 60% support legalization, with 33% opposing.